father, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Big Jim Tucker from American Free Press will be joining us in the next hour from Washington, D.C. to talk about the Bilderberg Group and the upcoming meeting. We always get a lot of inside information before and after from Mr. Tucker concerning one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, that is publicly known globalist organizations. So that's coming up in the next hour. It is the 30th day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 58 minutes, 50 seconds to be precise. Well, the Pope may require a feeding tube. Pope John Paul may return to the hospital later this week so doctors can insert a feeding tube because of the difficulty the ailing pontiff has swallowing since a breathing tube was inserted last month. And I had two grandparents that had problems swallowing from strokes. And we'll get into that and how it dovetails with Terry Schiavo Schindler. I guess here in America, they'd probably just grab the Pope and hold his family at bay and dehydrate him, and his blood started dripping out of his eyes and mouth and body, and the excruciating pain and wrenching and vomiting, the entire body shaking and huge spasms. They'd go, "Oh, how beautiful," like Schiavo's lawyer's been saying. Oh, this is wonderful. It's beautiful. Look at it. It's so pretty. Now, that's what that lawyer's been saying. Can you say cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? It's like Jack Kevorkian. You know, he lost his medical license because he was caught doing things with dead bodies in the dark at two separate hospitals. No, that's mainstream news, folks, but because we have children listening, I can probably imagine what I'm talking about. There's a word for it, necrophilia, as far as I'll go. And I've seen paintings he does in blood. It's usually of a demon eating small babies. That's all I can say on that. It gets more graphic as well. All these guys, every time you research them, you find out what they're into, and it's real scary. There's a popular German artist who does simulated photos of dead babies and children in Nazi uniforms. And I found out, just surfing the web for this film I just made, researching Schwarzenegger, I found Arnold at one of the art exhibits over in Germany, and he's a big fan of it. Thought it was just interesting. A little side issue. It's just, when you research these people, you really find out what they're into. But, of course, then I also found Arnold standing by, a dedication to his mother, and another little statue that was made with twin lightning bolts symbolizing Arnold. Symbolizing twin lightning bolts, you know what that means generally. His dad wore twin lightning bolts, being a member of the SS. But again, side issue. We'll talk about Terry, who's far gone, folks, 12 days, barring a miracle. And there, of course, is an appellate court, federal court, to hear arguments for another hearing. They have to argue for another hearing. And I just hope the government's proud of itself, as usual. They can torture and kill a woman, torture worse than Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray, right in front of all of us. The national news can call it beautiful. It's wonderful. Look how happy she is. You know, it feels good to be dehydrated. Oh, really, the medical handbook says excruciatingly painful. Now, that's what Al-Qaeda would say. Quiet.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, just a slight correction. The Pope may require a feeding tube. I was just talking about that in the last segment. Well, no, the Pope has gotten his feeding tube today. Pope John Paul has been having trouble swallowing, and he's now having trouble getting up on his own or walking. And the question is, will the government of Italy say that he is in a persistive vegetative state? I mean, people that ask for food and water, that speak in clear sentences, are murdered by this government. Even right here in Texas, under a law that Lord Bush helped get passed when he was governor. So the question is, will they kill the Pope now by dehydration? And then they won't call it murder, they'll call it treatment. He's being given treatment. But we all know that's not going to happen. They have been scripting the trial of Saddam Hussein. I'm not kidding. They admit it. They say, oh, we're having mock trials in preparation for the trial. With the witnesses and with the prosecutors, and Saddam's lawyers say, we don't know where he is. We're not allowed to see him. So that's, and you could say, well, he doesn't deserve a fair trial. Well, don't we need to find out the details of what really happened, or at least give Saddam a chance to speak, or is that bad? Maybe you're right. Maybe if you're for people having a fair trial, you're with Al-Qaeda. Like Bobby Fischer, the chess player. Everybody knows Al-Qaeda plays chess. So they're scouring the earth trying to arrest him because over a decade ago, he dare played a chess game in a country he wasn't authorized to travel to. Serbia. U.S. admits killing Arab journalists in Iraq. An interesting new admission. And at the same time, we're now learning more about that Popular Mechanics hit piece. Not just that the managing editor who managed seven different writers that wrote the hit piece, not just that Benjamin Chertoff is the close family member, a cousin of Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff, but that the head of Hearst Publishing has been involved in different government propaganda activities, surprise, surprise, and her husband has been a senior member of the CIA, assistant to the director since 1977, then in secret capacities at the Department of Defense. This is mainstream news. And also ran the precursor to the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence, officially runs the U.S. government propaganda arm. The people that put the fake newscast on TV, the people that plant fake news stories. Again, this is now admitted, just so turns out that, of course, she not only has done her own propaganda work for the government, Mrs. Black, but her husband is specifically, for his entire 30-plus years, or almost 30 years in these departments, has been the head of internal and external propaganda. So, and in fact, it's a lengthy article from American Free Press. I want to try to go over it today because there's so many other tie-ins and so many other nexus points. The Hidden Hand of the CIA, 911, and Popular Mechanics by Christopher Bolin, who himself was attacked by the 9/11 hit piece, as I was. And of course, first, Benjamin Chertoff denied that he was related to Michael Chertoff. And then Christopher Bolin just got the phone book and called Benjamin Chertoff's mommy up. And mommy was quite proud and said, of course he's related. He's a cousin. And then on national radio, when confronted with this, Mr. Chertoff, Benjamin Chertoff, said, well, yeah, I'm distant cousin. So, first you didn't know he was a cousin. Now you admit he's a cousin, but he's a distant cousin when he's not a distant cousin. But how are they going to explain the former head of the government's propaganda campaign, and currently has some position that's classified, thought I'd add that, being married to the woman who runs Hearst Publishing. And it's been pointed out before that she's a government operative, ran the National Newspaper Association, ran USA Today, a lot more. Again, we're going to get into this later. I wanted to read this article by Paul Watson over at PrisonPlanet.com, and in the article we have a hyperlink to an article written by Jeff Rentz. It's very succinct and focused and cuts right through the lies concerning Terry Schiavo Schindler. Terry Schiavo case sends a very clear message. An article written by Jeff Rentz outlines why the alternative media are covering the Terry Schiavo case in such depth. Why spend so much time on this story when people all over the country die under the same circumstances on a daily basis? Former Wall Street Journal associate editor Wesley Smith has listed cases where people are fully conscious, begging for food and water, and yet are denied all nutrition. It is necessary to highlight the case in such sharp focus because the elite are clearly trying to send a message. The message is, you are completely helpless and have no power to even contribute to saving the life of one single woman. Never mind a whole country, the emails, the calls, the faxes, the protests have no effect. Therefore, why bother wasting your time when the next campaign arises? Newsflash, they're lying to you. While the elite pretty much have all the bases covered on this one, on other fronts, we see progress. For example, the Minuteman Project, Border Project, a 1,000-plus group monitoring illegals crossing the Arizona border, has the globalists sweating bullets. In some ways, they are using the Schiavo story to focus attention away from this. However, the Schiavo case, as Jeff Rentz points out, is a psychological 9/11. While we fully sympathize with Terry and her family, the main thrust of this is about public reaction. Can they execute a helpless woman via a method defined as a war crime by the Geneva Convention in front of our faces without resistance? So what's the next stage? When they take 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 of us because they decide our lives aren't worth living, how will we react then? When one person dies, it's a tragedy. When a million people die, it's a statistic. Joseph Stalin. And I thought the quote was, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. But I'm sure Paul got the right quote. I've been going basically just from memory on that famous quote, but it's true. I mean, DynCorp kidnaps 200,000 women and children to fly into Saudi Arabia, Israel, Malaysia, different slave brothels all over the globe. They have slave cruise ships. Remember, WorldNet Daily reported on top Clinton administration officials going on one of these cruises back in 98. I mean, it's just nobody gets in trouble. Imagine two football stadiums, big ones, you know, the types that hold 100,000 people. Imagine two of those, that many people, but you're just like, eh. But then when one child gets grabbed and the news decides to make it an issue, everybody freaks out, which you should. But you should freak out over 200,000 just as much or more. And a new legal appeal for the parents of Terry Schiavo Schindler. The parents, a brain-damaged woman, again, she's brain-damaged, a year ago she was brain-dead. Terry Schiavo has filed an emergency petition with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. Their lawyer says he has a new legal argument as to why her feeding tube should be reinserted. Civil rights campaigner Reverend Jesse Jackson went to South Florida Hospice to offer his support to her mother and father. Schiavo has been without food and water for 12 days now. State courts have consistently sided with her husband, who says she would not want to be kept alive artificially. Artificially is not being fed, folks. He won't let them physically feed her food. She was walking 10 years ago. That's now in affidavits. She was eating food. She was talking. And then they've got a whole bunch of doctors, nurses, you name it, signing affidavits. But her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, disagree. Ms. Schindler appeared an appeal to Schiavo and his new partner. Michael and Jody, you have your own children. Please, please, please give me my child back. Give my child back to me. But yeah, that's something the news never wants to point out, is that this guy abandoned her a decade ago. He said, oh, I want to give her rehabilitation. And as soon as he got the settlement, he gave her nothing, because that would cut into the settlement. $1 million. It's sick. But again, the general public doesn't know this whole story, though they're learning. You know, everybody keeps touting this ABC News poll why 62% say, you know, that give her the right to die. But when you tell them that she's not brain dead, that she was eating food, that you won't give her rehabilitation, about 15% say kill her. Well, I don't care if the whole world says kill her. It's wrong. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of other news. Stay with us.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention, diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is the natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
We'll be delving into the deep dark secrets of one of the most powerful globalist organizations on the face of the planet coming up the next hour with Jim Tucker. I want to get into Kofi Annan cleared by the UN. Just because they call these commissions independent, the Independent 9/11 Commission, appointed by the president, Janet Reno appoints Senator John Danforth to investigate her. He's independent and finds her not guilty. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Kofi Annan found not guilty by his own agency. Unbelievable! Incredible! Wow, well, it's independent. Come on. I mean, how dumb do they think we are these days? Independent investigation. It's like in major cities, well, in every town, period, the police investigate themselves. I mean, this is Byzantine.
Let's go to the calls. Well, now we've had loaded phone lines since the start of the broadcast. Let's go ahead and talk to David Mass, first caller. Welcome.
Alex, very potentially serious development for Massachusetts residents today. I heard on a morning broadcast they want to implement the same toll system like they have in London.
They're putting it in on almost every major state highway and major city, starting in Houston and Austin. 19, it was going to be 14, now it's 19 major roads, 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas alone, with a transponder tracker in the car.
Okay, well, here's the way I understood it this morning from actually this broadcast, but they want to, the cars driving in, see, already, if you don't understand, Massachusetts has the Massachusetts Turnpike.
You already pay in that state, what, about 70% of your income in taxes?
That's not enough. Yeah, they got.
Are you with Al Qaeda?
They got to bilk us again.
Hey, those that criticize paying higher taxes are with Al Qaeda.
Yeah, that's right. We must be Al Qaeda. But here's the thing. Yeah, we already have the Mass Turnpike, and the tolls have gone up.
In New York, they're like $7.50. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and then you have the bridges that went up, and if you're not familiar with the Bechtel-Parsons debacle with Big here, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Millions and millions of dollars in cost overruns, and the thing is crumbling. And, you know, we have to, of course, they're not going to be held accountable. But the thing about what I understood this to be is, and everybody driving their car will be a zone, right? And you have to pay anywhere from $2 to $8 to go on any particular zone.
No, they're going to have, look, you're going to have an Easy Pass or K-Tag transponder in your car. And when you go into a city, county, state, or federal zone, everywhere will be taxed. It's the official federal plan. I had it 8 years ago. It's now been in USA Today telling us how great it is.
Alex, they're going to be doing it via the cameras, cameras that are already going to be scanning the license plate.
Yeah.
They're going to be scanning the license plates and just, we'll get your nice little bill in the mail. And listen, people, anybody listening right now, that are your Massachusetts listeners, call Senator Travellini, Robert Travellini at the state legislature. Call Mayor Tom Menino. Call Mitt Romney. Call Senator Kerry or Kennedy. I don't think that's going to do you much good. But call. We have to nip this in the bud now.
No, I agree with you.
Try to do what we can do.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call. And I've never had three calls in a row from Massachusetts, but I do. Kyle and John are next from Mass. But I want you to know it's obnoxious when I do this. I hear the rebroadcast, how I interrupt. But it's a psychological foible I have. I know there's listeners out there who don't believe anything we say, but I've learned that by finishing your sentences for you, that proves it to people, because they'll never check out the documents, they'll never read the newspaper. Until the day they get the bill in the mail, they won't believe it, unless I can finish your sentences for you. And I finished that sentence incorrectly. In Texas, in California, in Oregon, in New York, in Florida, in Kansas, in Ohio, it's going to be transponders. But on top of that, they're saying even if you refuse to take the transponder, there'll be no cash allowed. There'll be no, already they'll have, say, five lanes that are transponder, say, in San Francisco, and then one lane that's cash. Well, they're getting rid of those. Illinois is getting rid of them. Or they leave one lane and say, well, if you pay cash, you've got to pay double. That's Chicago Tribune. But you're right. I have seen that with Massachusetts, and they're planning to do it. It's all federally funded. And, yes, in London, along with transponders, what they do is they have these computers that read your license plate. They can read thousands of cars per minute, more than they need to. And it can also measure your speed from camera to camera. They'll also send you tickets with those. It'll all be automatic. By the way, this is official. And that's another way to tax you. So you're absolutely right. And I had heard that Mass was another one of the places trying to pass the laws. Look, you got a Republican governor, Mitt Romney. We've got a Republican governor here. And they're just doing it. I mean, every major road. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
I took about 50 calls yesterday, and we're going to take, hopefully, near that many today if I have time to get to all of you. But we got to move quickly to each caller. We're going to go to John in Massachusetts, John, Louisiana, Randy, Florida, Jack, Indiana, Russell, Florida, and many others. And in quick succession, then I want to blitz through a bunch of other news on Coffee Inn and you name it. But first off, an article that we posted a few weeks ago, Fluoride Stupidity and Population Control, and it gives you hyperlinks, mainstream news articles, government research documents. This is admitted. I just want to read two paragraphs from this. Let's begin at the beginning. The first occurrence of fluoridation in drinking water on Earth was found in Germany's Nazi prison camps. The Gestapo had little concern about fluoride's supposed effect on children's teeth. Their alleged reason for mass medicating water with sodium fluoride was to sterilize humans and force the people in their concentration camps into calm submission, because it has both of those effects, a toxic sedative. And one of the references is The Crime and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin, a critically acclaimed history book. And that's according to Nazi documents, by the way. The following letter was received by Lee Foundation for Nutritional Research, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on October 2, 1954, from Mr. Charles Perkins, a chemist. I have your letter of September 29th asking for further documentation regarding the idea of water fluoridation. The statement made in the book, The Truth About Water Fluoridation, in effect, that the idea of water fluoridation was brought to England from Russia by the Russian communist Permakroff. In the 1930s, Hitler and the German Nazis envisioned a world to be dominated and controlled by a Nazi philosophy of pan-Germanism, mass control, which was submitted to and adopted by the German General Staff. Again, this is in such small print, I'm skipping sentences. Let me go back here. I'm trying to hurry, folks. I'm not good at that. Hitler and the German Nazis envisioned a world to be dominated and controlled by the Nazi philosophy of pan-Germanism. The German chemists worked out a very ingenious and far-reaching plan of mass control, which was submitted to and adopted by the German General Staff. This plan was to control the population in any given area through mass medication of drinking water supplies. By this method, they could control the population in whole areas, reduce population by water medication that would produce sterility in women, and so on. In this scheme of mass control, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. Why do women come in from Russia who are white, who have Scandinavian features, and they are roughly three times more fertile compared to women born in the U.S. of any race? Because some people have argued, well, Scandinavian women just aren't as fertile. But then you look at women across the board, Hispanic, black, white. They all are having massive fertility problems. The male sperm count in the U.S. is down over 80% now. Same thing in every country, and then even down to city by city where people have lived for over a decade, where the water is fluoridated. I mean, this is in major British and Irish and Chinese medical journals. It is sterilizing, and it goes into key glands in the brain that already have a tendency to build up minerals, and it's deadly. Repeated doses of infinitesimal amounts of fluoride will in time reduce an individual's power to resist domination by slowly poisoning and narcotizing a certain area of the brain, thus making him submissive to the will of those who wish to govern him. Basically a light lobotomy. The real reason behind fluoridation is not the benefit of children's teeth. It is for the real reason there are many ways in which it could be done that are much easier, cheaper, and far more effective. The real purpose behind water fluoridation is to reduce the resistance of the masses to domination and control and loss of liberty. When the Nazis under Hitler decided to go into Poland, both the German General Staff and the Russian General Staff exchanged scientific and military ideas, plans, and personnel, and the scheme of mass control through water medication was seized upon by the Russian communists because it fitted ideally into their plan to communize the world. I was told of this entire scheme by a German chemist who was an official of the great IG Farben Chemical Industries and was also a prominent in the Nazi movement at the time. And it goes on and on through the famous journals, history books, you name it. So you can research this and find mainstream literature admitting this, but you tell the average person about it, they go, oh, I heard kooks say that. Say it's a government plan. Well, there's a famous dentist in Canada who 15 years ago got the water fluoridated. He was the leader of it, going, no, it's good for children's teeth. Then about 3 years ago, he learned that they don't take pharmaceutical-grade sodium fluoride, which is bad enough, and put it in the water supply. They take the raw compounds from aluminum manufacturing and purification and the raw compounds from fertilizer production filled with hundreds of other chemicals, including high levels of lead and arsenic, and they put it directly into the water. This is the reality. And fluoride is the perfect chemical weapon. So now he's gone public and says it's horrible, Nobel laureates, you name it. In fact, there's really nothing out there, no other chemical or toxin, mineral, that has been studied as much as fluoride. There are thousands of prestigious reports. But so many doctors go, oh, well, the American Medical Journal says it's good, or the American Medical Association says it's good, so it must be. and the doctors don't and the dentists don't go check this out. It's like leaching. You know, they just tell them leeches are good, so they believe it. Well, a leech is a lot better than fluoride. And fluoride is so deadly because there are hardly any water filters out there that will cut it out. Even reverse osmosis only cuts about 89% of it out. Because the fluoride molecule is smaller than the H2O molecule. But still, that's good. Calcium fluoride, people will argue, is in the water naturally in about 15% of the country. And so fluoride must be good for you, and what's the problem? Well, they found in studies that, and I've got the studies here in front of me, that calcium fluoride in rats, it takes 20 times the dose to cause a toxic effect that sodium and other types of fluoride cause. So, and you do need some calcium fluoride. You know, it's like you need some arsenic. Our bodies need these trace elements and trace minerals. But you don't need it in huge levels. And the problem with fluoride, sodium fluoride, is it builds up. About half the fluoride you ingest, you end up storing in your bones and tissues and glands. It migrates towards bones and glands and towards the testes and towards the ovaries. These are the medical reports. And it goes through almost everything. There are very expensive filters you can get to put into your home that will cut out 98% of fluoride. And now joining us for the next 3 minutes, I went over this because I meant to cover it weeks ago, never covered it. The article was laying here in front of me in a stack. And since we had Debbie Morrow waiting in the wings, I thought I'd just talk about that a few minutes. Why I filter my water. I cook with reverse osmosis. I drink from Big Berkey's. I have bought probably, I don't know, 8, 9 of these over the years, given many of them as gifts. I own 3 myself. I have a British Berkey. I have 2 Black Berkey's. Black Berkey's are made in America. Debbie, you guys have a filter that will actually cut the fluoride out. It's got to go through your Black Berkey and then through another filter that you attach to the spigot. But what do you get, 99% reduction?
Right, yeah, we get greater than 98% reduction. I was going to comment on real quickly when you were talking about the naturally occurring fluoride. There have been studies then in other countries of places that have natural occurring fluoride, and in those studies they've found that the cases of osteoporosis and skeletal fluorosis is so common that the average age people die is 50 years old.
Yeah, just type into Google
just
China.
Terrible.
Type
yeah.
into Google, folks. China.
Yeah.
Type into Google. China fluoride poisoning. And they have really high levels of calcium fluoride in some areas of China, and people are being poisoned by it. You're right. But my point is the studies show sodium fluoride is much worse.
Right. And our post filters, the Black Berkey purification elements would have to be much larger if we were to add the fluoride reduction material that we need to use to take the fluoride out. So we have the secondary filter. It's the post filter. And you have to order it. It does not specifically come with the Berkey water filters. And they make it so that the water goes through the Black Berkey purification elements, then goes through the post filter, and then empties into the bottom tank. And it does take out greater than 98% of the fluoride.
And bottom line, folks, fluoride is a perfect chemical weapon because it goes through anything and everything. I've gone out and looked. You cannot find filters that cut it out, folks. And so this Black Berkey with the post element cuts out more than a reverse osmosis.
That's correct. And not only that, it leaves in the beneficial minerals that you need. So in addition to taking out the bad stuff, it leaves in the good. And that's something that's so important that we need to...
Okay, so how do I get the $199 Black Berkey set up with the post filters?
Well, you just call me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go online to berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And to get the fluoride filters, you have to make sure that you order what's called the PF2. That's Paul Frank, and then the number 2, fluoride reduction filters. And they will be a post filter. They'll work in conjunction with the Black Berkey purification element. The water will go through both sets of filters and get that fluoride out so that we can be drinking the best possible water.
Debbie, I appreciate you coming on, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
I look forward
to hearing from your customers.
Good having you on with us. Folks, give her a call, 1-888-803-4438. Listen. Stop trusting the government. They've done thousands of open-air tests of chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on you. It is time to take control of your life. I mean, I do it. You should do it. Why sit there and drink this yourself? Why do you give this to your children? Why? It doesn't matter if your neighbors call you kooks. Let them drink the poison, the poor fools. It doesn't mean you have to. It's real. This is real. The New World Order is real. And you know, forget the fluoride. All the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, the herbicides and pesticides. Drink out of a Big Berkey for a month and try to drink tap water. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Give Debbie a call. Okay, now I know the phones are loaded. Let's go quickly to the calls. John and Mass, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to speak with you again. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm just another kook in Massachusetts that filters my water and takes out the fluoride. But commenting on how dumb they think we are, I thought Zarqawi was captured twice and executed once. But you know,
No, it's captured. It's captured. Counting this latest one, it's captured 5 times and killed twice.
Oh, jeez.
And they never retract the last capture or killing. He just keeps showing up.
No, and on the news the other day, I saw they were hot on his tracks yet again. But that'll be retracted once they don't catch him again. But quick comment on that thing in Boston going on. Not only are they going to be putting cameras on for the roads, they're also going to be putting hundreds of cameras in the subway system. So it is going to be like London. I was there a couple weeks ago, and I thought, geez, I can't wait to get back to Boston where I can not be followed and watched the whole time. But now they're going to do it here.
The average Londoner is on a video camera 200 times a day. There are 4 million cameras in London alone. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jack in Indiana, then Russell in Florida. Jack, go ahead. Okay. Who do I go to next? Okay, we'll go to Jack in Indiana, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Have you heard that 3 battleship aircraft carrier groups have been moved to the Mideast to hit Iran and Syria, Alex?
Well, they had 12 aircraft carriers and a record 11 of them were out of port a few months ago, and they have moved some more carrier groups into the Arabian Sea and into the Gulf.
Okay, well, it just seems like they are getting ready to do some more bombing. I certainly don't want to see any more of our kids die for the Zionists that Albert Pike mentioned World War III would be started over. Also, the Minutemen down at the border, it's being reported that Bush has already gone down and talked to President Fox and told him his Mexican gangs are free to shoot these boys up. So,
well, I heard Jack McClam talking about that yesterday. And he did last week meet with Fox and say, how dare these people do this? They are despicable vigilantes, and the MS-13 gang is saying they're going to go after them. The Mexican troops are saying it. And, people are going to sit on property and call the Border Patrol when they see illegals. Oh, they're so bad.
Now, I know if a bunch of people get shot up, they'd use it as another way to try to call for guns.
You know, I don't think the globalists are going to do that. I mean, it's certainly a possibility, but I hope it's not going to happen. And they better watch it, because most of the 1,000-plus people down there right now for Operation Minuteman are former military.
Yeah, it could be a heck of a distraction if they do the bombing in the Mideast.
I mean, let's be clear. Mexican troops have killed two Border Patrol agents, a Forest Service agent, wounded an FBI agent, almost beaten to death two other agents, kidnapped a family, kidnapped others 5 miles across the border. They've been shooting up houses. They've been death-threatening people. They've been coming 10 miles across the border in Humvees, and there's probably been, I don't know, 15 different cases the last 2 years of them machine-gunning up sheriff department vehicles and Border Patrol vehicles. I mean, we need to put our military on the border, and the next time the Mexicans try something, we need to call in warthogs to take out their armored columns.
Yeah, they won't do that. Thanks a lot.
Well, of course they won't. It's a real threat. They'll have checkpoints in the heartland of the country searching our vehicles, teaching us how to be good little slaves. Good points. All right, I'll try to get this call list in order and go to your calls when we get back straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go back to your calls, and I want to get into Coffee Inn. And Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. You'd be happy to know I've got a viewing at my house tonight for martial law. I'm going to show about a dozen people your film, and a lot of these people are already on board, but hopefully they'll go out and get the film and do the same thing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome. Question for you. I finally had a chance to listen to that garbage on Coast to Coast a few weeks ago with Ben Chertoff. And I know that by listening to you the other night on George Norrie's program, he says he's going to have a 9/11 roundtable, and you're going to be invited. I cannot wait you to get your info war on Ben Chertoff's squirmy little flying shill for Popular Mechanics.
Well, you know, now it's come out that not only is he the cousin of the Homeland Security Director, but the publisher of, and they've had a major purge at Popular Mechanics, putting in all these different people that are clearly spooks. But now it turns out that, that Miss Black, who's the head of Hearst Publishing, her husband, is a top CIA officer over disinformation and propaganda. He was the head also of the federal agency that was over propaganda.
Have you had a chance to listen to that whole program yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's going to make you sick.
Well, I'm just too busy fighting the globalists. I did hear some of it, and people sent me clips of it. A fellow brought me a tape with some of the clips on it, so I did hear some of the lowlights.
Well, but before you go on the program, you need to listen to it, because you'll tear him a new one. They, you know, the love fest between those two, between Art Bell and this Chertoff, was disgusting. But they lied about the whole thing. So when you get on, you'll set them straight. And I thank God for you and people like George Norrie to try to bring the truth to 9/11.
Well, I want to be careful to not create some type of fight between those two hosts, because I think that's what some people might want. And really just to ignore the host, and I'm going to go after Chertoff.
Well, you'll do a good job on it. I don't think you have good intentions. I think the truth needs to come out, and you're the guy that's going to bring it out. And
well, listen, Popular Mechanics can just write their fraud once. People are dissecting it, attacking it, researching these writers, exposing them, and that's going to be going on in 2 years. So we have more power than they do. We're taking this country back.
Well, we do, and the interesting thing about that program is a lot of people did bring up questions that were never addressed, were covered over, and Chertoff's quote was, well, we didn't try to look at everything. Well, you have to look at everything.
No, they cherry-picked things that couldn't be proven one way or the other, or they lied, or you could say misreported. I mean, but the average person isn't going to go check government documents. They're not going to go check the actual statements. I mean, it's something else. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. We got Big Jim Tucker coming on from American Free Press to talk about the Bilderberg Group. We'll also take your calls when he's on with us. I'm just going to briefly mention this. We now have the DVD of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my new film. It's now available in VHS and DVD. The DVD has 25 minutes of extras, so it is 3 hours and like 5 seconds long. That's the actual runtime. 3 hours, 30-plus seconds long, and it is totally jam-packed. That's as much as you can fit on a DVD 9 and still keep the quality at the highest level. The DVD is here, and so if you want to go ahead and order it, we have it. And we're going to have a special, too. It's $25.95, because it's really three films in one. But order a second copy for $19.95. Your third copy is $15.95. That way you can get three copies and give them as gifts. So please get the DVD. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Or watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, stay with us. We'll be back with the second hour.